Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 17 years of broadcasting success, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, and thank you all for being with us as we are counting down to two pretty big events. The first is the most important to me, and that is my 10,000th guest of my 17 years of hosting Conversations Live. But many of you are tuning in around the world because of our Guinness World Record attempt that's taking place today to break the world record for most radio conversations in one day. The current record is 347, so anything over that? We won. So we're going to get into our next conversation today. Excited to welcome back to our program someone who I've had the opportunity to be able to watch grow, but also to inspire others. Marquise Cooper is joining us today to talk to us about his journey as an author and educator, but also what it's been like for him to do work that he loves and to inspire others along the way. Marquise, welcome back to Conversations Live.
Hey, how you doing, Cyrus?
Hey, doing great. Great to have you back on with us. We know a lot of great things are happening with you right now, including a book you're going to tell us about. Marquise, but I want to talk about this experience for you. You have been able to realize the importance of learning for yourself. What has it been like for you to share that with others?
Oh, man, it's been a great journey. Come from humble beginnings, born and raised in a small town, went through a lot of things growing up, and so it's been a great opportunity just to be able to share, over the years of being an educator, being able to impact the lives of, children, parents, educators for the past 20 plus years. So my journey has been, been one that, I've just been grateful for the opportunity to do some of the things I've been able to do over the past years.
Yeah. You know, there's so many people who grew up being told what they can't do. Marquise, when did you realize what was possible for you?
Well, to be honest, I would say when I was fifth grade, I had a fifth grade teacher that I give a lot of accolades to, Miss Bobby Banks. She was actually the person that kind of who I would say tapped into my gift of being able to do public speaking. She actually gave me my first opportunity to do public speaking. I was the she gave me the leading role in the Martin Luther King "I Have a Dream" speech. And since fifth grade, man, I've been doing what I've been doing with a passion for, for 30 plus years. So my fifth grade teacher actually, ignited that opportunity and just kind of showed me that, despite, growing up where we grew up, despite some of the things that we had to face in life, that we could do anything. So I give her a lot of credit for the things I've been able to do in life. She was one of the first.
Yeah. Well, it's funny to hear you say that because now there are people who will give you credit then, Marquise, for what they've been able to do. How does that feel to have the roles reversed?
For me, it's like I said, like I first thought out, it's just a humbling experience. I don't take anything for granted. I don't take things lightly. I kind of live day by day and just been able to see the transformation of my life and just been able to, for people to walk up to me and, tell me that their life changed as a result of what I did and some of the things that I've, been able to impact, or to give them as an educator, school counselor over the past 15 plus years. So, man, it's just rewarding, just to, look back over your life and look at all the people who impacted you and then be able to say, that you're doing the same thing now years and years later.
Yeah, and I think that is one of the great things. So talk to us about the writing process. When did that begin for you?
I started writing, Cyrus, and I wrote my first book in 2008, and it was titled Guidance in Action. It was actually a curriculum that I wrote for elementary school students because what I began to quickly realize was that a lot of students were never given an opportunity. If you weren't an honor roll student, if you didn't play sports, if you didn't play in the band, you really didn't have a place in school. And so one of the things I did back in 2008 was I wrote my first curriculum to give children an opportunity to be a part of different clubs, different activities in school. And, since then, that kind of catapulted me to, just finishing my fourth book just a couple of months ago.
So if you don't mind, tell us about that book and what inspired it.
Well, the name of the book is Behind Closed Doors, Real Men, Real Issues, Real Conversations, Real Solutions. And so the idea behind this book is just really to get men to open up. One thing that I found out in life is that men, we'll shoot the breeze We'll joke around. We'll go to barbershops and we'll laugh and we'll play. But in actuality, we don't really talk. And so one of the things I wanted to do with this book was really just to start focus groups to get men to open up and kind of share, you know, some of what they go. You know, a lot of times as men, we go through a lot in our lives, and people don't really know some of what we deal with. And so that was really the journey behind writing this book. And so far, you know, we've been able to get a few focus groups started, and prayerfully we'll be able to get many, many more started in 2021 and beyond.
Yeah. So what is it that, I mean, as we're dealing with challenges today, what is it that keeps you moving forward even with the challenges?
You know, for me, I just think, you know, having a family for me just keeps me moving forward, and just looking at so many people who, you know, just don't have the opportunity to be able to do some things in life. And so for me, I just want to be able to open up the platform, open up the opportunity, just like, you know, what you've done, you know, what you're doing now and what you've done, you know, so far in your life, you know, just being able to show people that, hey, you know, just because I come from this, you know, from this town and come from this city does not mean that, you know, that the sky is not the limit. So for me, it's kind of that same personal challenge, just showing people, you know, no matter where you come from, you can do anything you want to if you put your mind, you put your heart, and you have the right people in place around you to kind of help push you and get you to that next level.
Yeah, such a great point. Again, everyone, Marquise Cooper has been our guest. He's an author and educator who's been able to not only to realize what is possible for him, but also to be able to show other people as well. Marquise, how can our audience stay connected with you and, of course, be able to get the new book?
Okay, well, you can get the book. You can go to Amazon, Books A Million, Author House. Any major online retailer has the book. And you can stay connected with me via Facebook, Marquise L. Cooper at Facebook. Also, I'm on Instagram, and so those are kind of, as well as LinkedIn. And so I'm on all three of those different social media platforms.
All right, Marquise, glad you could join us today and being a part of this historic event with us, and looking forward to our next conversation together.
Yes, sir. Congratulations on what you're doing, man. So proud of you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. We're going to keep the conversations going with a good friend of mine. Author Tina Siemens is back with us today, being a part of our countdown to our 10,000th guest. Tina, thank you so much for being on with us. Really appreciate it. Hello, Tina. Can you hear us?
I sure can. Tyra, can you hear us?
I can. I can. How are you, Tina?
I'm blessed. And how is your day going?
Been busy, I can't lie.
Oh, what time was your first interview this morning?
6:30 a.m. Central Time.
Oh,
wow.
My goodness. You've had a long day.
I've had a very long day, and it's not over yet, but I'm so glad that you could be a part of it, and I think you're going to be bringing in Tyra Manning a little bit later. I want to begin with you, though, Tina, in this, because, you know, for those who don't know, Tina Siemens is the author of the book Seminal, and it is a powerful book not only about your family, Tina, as you and I have talked about, but also a message of faith and survival. I think those are two things we could all benefit from today. What has that been like for you, Tina, to see how that story continues to resonate and your family's story continues to resonate with so many?
Well, I think in the times that we are in resembles a lot of the late 70s, early 80s when we first immigrated from Old Mexico to West Texas. And so nationally and in personal lives, there's a lot of similarities between those two times. And faith and perseverance, that's what pulled us through time and time again. So it's just an amazing journey to know that our faith and not giving up spirit, like I can do this, is what propels us forward. And that has never been a time where that is more true than today.
Yeah, such a great point. And when you were initially writing the book, though, Tina, did you think it would have the larger impact that it's having?
No. When I started thinking about I wanted to have my story on paper, it initially just happened to where my desire was to have that for my future, my children, my future grandchildren, and they are now 9, and 2 of them are 9 and 2 of them are 7. I wanted them to know what their family history was. And so it just kind of escalated, and it became a book after the four-year process of writing it. It just became such a part of me that I wanted to share it with a much larger circle, and it's just been a journey beyond what I ever dreamt that it could be. It's being sold across Europe, Canada, Mexico, and, of course, the U.S. So it's just been an amazing journey.
Yeah. So I want to talk about what your hope is with it as you move forward. I mean, you know, your family dealt with challenges, dealt with dark days. You know, there are difficulties that people are dealing with today, Tina. What do you hope your book does to remind people of what's possible?
Well, first of all, and I think most importantly, is to give up. When we face challenges, then it's you get down into the valley, and it all looks so bleak and dark ahead. But if we don't give up, then we can persevere, and there is light at the end of the tunnel again. So my encouragement to everyone. I had lunch with a dear friend, and she told me about a 16-year-old that had tried to commit suicide. And it's just so heartbreaking to know that people are on the brink of giving up. And I would just encourage, find somebody to talk to. There's so many medias, that platforms that people can get help nowadays. I would just encourage, don't give up. Find a way to get past today. Today is the only day that they can do something. And I always say that yesterday's gone, tomorrow's not here yet. It's just today that we have to worry about and get through it. And so that would be my number one encouragement. But then also just telling my side of the story as an immigrant, and America being an immigration country, I just think that there's so many challenges that each group that comes here, or individual that comes to America, faces. And to get through every year and every challenge that comes up is so vital.
Yeah. And I think that's it. And I think, too, Tina, if I should say, as someone who's read your book and who's had an opportunity now to talk with you, you know, I think the other message that I would tell people if they're wondering, you know, what they could get from the book, I think to know that their own particular journey matters. I think that's the thing that comes through with your family, that to others they may have been, you know, just a number, but these were people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what sometimes gets lost in all of this, is that these are people, and there are people who can achieve great things, as your family has been able to showcase for sure. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I have to ask you this question. I don't think I've asked you this question on the air, Tina, so I have to ask you this question. Since this book is out, since Seminal is out, have you thought about what you wanted to write about next?
Yes, I do want to have another book that will be a follow-up on my first book, a continuous of that kind of stop where we became U.S. citizens. So I will follow up with what my life as an adult and the challenges that it brought as not knowing how to do the American dream, but having walked through that walk and achieved of what the American dream is. And like you said, it's different for every individual. But what my walk has been, and then the discoveries that I've made with not only my surrounding community, but at a much larger scale, the connections with the indigent people that were here in our area. I have discovered amazing connections with the Comanche Indians and the Mennonites. And so that will be my next story. And then the third book that I've already got the outline for is a children's story of what it looks like through the eyes of an 8-year-old to immigrate to a new country. So, yes, those are both books that I am working on and hope to finish before too long.
All right. Gives us something to look forward to. So, Tina, how can our audience stay connected with you?
My website is Seminole the Book. my book is available on Amazon and also in person. If they are close to West Texas, I can mail out books. I can bring them books if it isn't driving distance. So I'd love to have anybody that has a question get in contact with me at SeminoleTheBook@gmail.com or connect me on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah. Well, look, you have a mutual friend with you, Tina, that I had an opportunity to meet when I was visiting Chicago for the very first time. Tyra Manning is an author, an individual who's been able to remind people of the importance of stories and letting people know that their story deserves to be told. She also has been able to share her own life journey with all of us. Tyra, thank you so much for being back on with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for including me. I remember the first time I ever met you was in River Forest.
Right.
Illinois. Do you remember that? Yes.
I do.
And the irony is that I grew up in Seminole, Texas, too. I don't know if you know that, Cyrus, but...
I did not know that.
Yeah, I grew up in Seminole, Texas. My first book, Where the Water Meets the Sand, was about my husband going to Vietnam and my father's heart attack. My father worked at McAdoo Chevrolet Company. He was the manager. And then later on, that book won first place in the memoir with the Independent Book Publishing Association. And people would contact me and say, how did you write this book? And I said, I wrote my stories, and all of us have stories. And Tina is one of those people with fantastic stories that matter. And I published this book, Your Turn, Ways to Celebrate Life Through Storytelling. And I suffered with depression after my husband was killed in Vietnam, and I went to the Menninger Clinic. And then people said, when the book did so well, how did you tell your stories? I said, well, you have stories. We all have stories. And our stories make a difference, and they bring us together. And
right. So
Tina and I have had a relationship because my mother lived in, and I grew up in Seminole, and some of the Mennonite people were so special because when my mother became more ill, they helped her and they stayed with her during the day when I still lived elsewhere.
Wow.
So, and Tina, tell him about the story about I call her Grandma's Bakery.
Well, Tyra, Tyra, we have to do the story next time. I want to talk about you. So I want to talk about the book that I had a chance to read about storytelling because I think it's so important. What is that like for you to share with people, Tyra, about the importance of sharing their stories?
Well, we all have stories. And when we share stories, we find out we're more alike than different.
Amen.
And that's what makes a difference. Whether we're Hispanic, Mennonite, group, not sure who we are. My background is American Indians, way, way, way back. But the point is that particularly in this day when there's so much division among people, writing and sharing and telling your stories brings us together, and we find out we're more together. I also, I'll just mention this very quickly. I've had cancer since 2016, and I go down to MD Anderson to get treatment. And I'm working on a book, and I'm afraid it may sound negative. It's going to be a lot like Your Turn, but it's going to be Cancer is Not for Sissies. Because the people that I meet there, the other patients, are strong. We're all there to get better, and I'm doing great. I'm fantastic. But when you have, and I mentioned having cancer in Your Turn, but the point is that the number of people in the United States and across the globe that have cancer is huge. And so I just I'm going to talk about that in my next book and the importance of keeping healthy and not being ashamed when your hair falls out, which mine has recently with chemo.
Right.
And one of my friends, I said, if I told the doctor, if I wear my hat, will it hurt? Will the sun not be able to touch my hair? And my friend said, well, you're not a vegetable garden. So the point is, we have to all look at the truth, but we also need to look for a higher power, and we all have a higher power if we just reach out.
Mm-hmm. Such a great point and such a great reminder. And Tyra, it was so great to be able to sit down with you there, as well as with Karen, our mutual friend Karen, to be able to meet her
Karen
for the first time in person. And I think, you know, that's the big story. And I hope people realize that from what you said, that everyone has a story, and the importance of telling their story is something all of us. I definitely encourage our audience to get Your Turn, because I really enjoyed that book, and the ways to celebrate life through storytelling, because I think it reminds us all of that, about the importance of telling stories. And Tina, I think it goes right back to you about what you've been able to do. And so thank you so much for bringing Tyra along with you. And look, it goes without saying, the two of you, we will have you back on for a more in-depth conversation, but glad you could be a part of our big countdown today.
Well, thank you both.
Yes, thank you.
Well, it's through Tyra that I know you, Cyrus, and now today I could bring Tyra on because I had this time with you this afternoon. So what a great opportunity.
How grateful
to reach out and to congratulations on your success, Cyrus, of interviewing so many people. And what an honor it is to be a small part of your encouraging world that you are to so many.
Cyrus, I appreciate
how many
that. Well, today celebrates my 10,000th.
Wanted you to tell everybody.
Number 10,000, and my friend Melissa has been keeping me on track, and she says we are very close, so that's exciting to hear. And again, thanks to the two of you. I really appreciate it, and definitely you're welcome back here anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a blessed day.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Melissa, I'm going to bring you in here for a moment. Melissa, it's been quite the day. I mean, it's been, I think, you know, I don't know how to explain it for myself, but what has it been like for you? I mean, you've never done this with me before. I mean, people who see me normally in person doing 18, 20 interviews a day when I'm traveling are kind of used to seeing it. But what has it been like for you to be a part of this now for the past 6 hours or so?
I know, right? Well, you know, I really didn't know what to expect. As a new talk show host, you know, I can't even imagine doing 10 in the length of time that we've done, as many as we've done today. So it's been quite an experience, exciting experience to just watch you flow in your purpose and listen to the stories that the ladies, the guests are sharing. It's been amazing, actually.
Yeah. Well, look, I am excited about what's to come, and I'm not going to ask you what number we're on, but I will ask you to do me a favor. When we get to 9,999, because I will skip, you know how I get in my element. So I will skip. So when we get there, send me a text message so I can know, okay, Cyrus, you need to get ready to celebrate who's coming up next. And again, everyone, I don't even know who it's going to be. I have no idea who the 10,000th is going to be, but whoever it is, and all of you who've been a part of reaching that even, it really means so much to have you be a part of this with us. I really appreciate this and so excited. I want to be able to also say, for those who may have had issues getting in or may have gotten bumped off, I've gotten some messages about some people being bumped off. So if you have had a problem getting bumped off, we definitely want to make sure that you guys get back on. So make sure you guys do message me. We'll make sure to send you the new number to be able to get in for sure. Melissa, I'm going to go into our next musical break before we get into our next interview, as we're coming up on the top of another hour. It's hard to believe. It's so, I don't know, I guess I should be feeling something, but I'm so weird. I don't know what I'm supposed to be feeling at this point. You know, it's like, I mean, I have enjoyed each and every conversation. I mean, yeah, I've gotten something from each and every one. And that, again, is what I've loved about this show. Over the years of being able to do it and to meet so many different people, actors and recording artists and authors. And I mean, it is, but let me ask you this question, not that I'm interviewing you. even though I think I need to interview you. You need to be interviewed as part of this. But do you think this, what you have heard over the past however many hours now it's been, remind us of the fact that all of us, we all have a story, as Tyra was just saying, but also we are all connected? Because didn't you feel that connection with everybody?
With every single person. And you could, well, another connection I felt with every single person, including you, is the passion and the love for helping people and serving others. Every single person, that was part of their story.
Yeah.
It's been amazing to me today.
I'm so excited just about this experience. And I think too, you know, for our audience out there, we appreciate all of you who are joining us on the radio dial as well as online. Thank you all so much for being a part of this day with us as we're doing this countdown. And Melissa, I will say again, I'll be saying it throughout the day as we're together here. Thank you so much for what you have been doing and being part of this, keeping me on task and being able to keep me on track. It really means a lot. So we're going to get ready to go now into our next conversation. And Ricky Spann, trying to make sure, let's see. I don't see him.
I think I saw him on earlier.
Right, and he wasn't able to get through.
Mm-hmm.
And so
he was
yeah,
on the 12 o'clock area,
yeah.
12 o'clock hour.
Right, and so I was just messaging with him.
Okay.
Let's see, I'm messaging him now. One of the great things about doing live radio, something I, this is, you know, typically I have the guest already here, you know what I know. Let's see. Okay. I'm going to, thanks to technology, I'm just going to call him. And be able to call him and to bring him in. That's the great thing. And definitely want to shout out Blog Talk Radio, who's been a big part of my success over these years. I'm going to go ahead and bring in Ricky. They have really helped me in being able to literally reach the world. It's one of those great things.
Hello?
Ricky Spann.
Hey, Cyrus, how's it going?
Good. Ricky, you're not showing up in our queue here. That's why I decided
757.
To call you.
Oh, okay. Well, you got me now.
I have you.
And
I'm
certainly glad to be here.
Well, look, I want to say, first of all, I apologize because I gotten the message from Luana, and I know you and I were messaging back and forth. I mean, the day was going on, and I didn't realize that you got bumped out, though. So I apologize for that, but glad that we were able to work this out as we're now celebrating this countdown, Ricky, and so glad that you could be a part of this. Now, Ricky, you know, I want to say for our audience, Ricky's been a part of this program for really almost a decade at this point, right, Rick? I mean, your book, Man Up, and what you've been able to do in conversations has been so important. What has that been like for you? I know you stay so active, but what has it been like for you to think about your own role in steering conversations?
Well, it's been really a blessing. You know, I've gotten to talk to, like, people that's read the book, children that's read the book, and I'm in a fraternity, and we use the book to, you know, put it into our Guide Right program. We have a group called Kathleen where we mentor little children. So it's been really a very good thing, and it keeps me busy and keeps me plugged in.
Yeah. So I have to ask you this question, Ricky, because, again, for those who are not following Ricky Spann, we're going to let you guys know how to be able to stay connected with him. The boldness that you speak, the boldness that you're able to, you know, to proclaim, you know, not only, of course, what your beliefs are, but also what you believe is the right thing, is not something that everyone finds easy. How did you get to a place where you could embrace that boldness?
Well, that started at a very young age. You know, I had an alpha mother. My mother was very dominant. And she, you know, she noticed that at first, you know, I was very shy. And she would always make me, you know, fight my fear, feel the fear, and do it anyway. So she would make me do things. And she made me join clubs that I didn't even know existed, you know. And so once she started doing that, and I found out I wasn't going to win the battle against her, So I developed a boldness that, you know, I'll just do it. Feel the fear, and I'll do it anyway.
Well, and now here you are doing just that. And I think, you know, what you're able to do, though, is to get people also to realize what they can do as well. So what has that been like for you, Ricky, to be able to inspire others and to give them the ability to know that their voice deserves to be heard?
Well, that's really interesting because especially in the last 4 years or more, and what's been going on in the current, you know, state of affairs, I've run across a lot of people. I've been politically active, and I've run across a lot of people that had a voice, and somehow it was never heard. So I was able to knock on doors, meet people, recruit people into the political arena, and give them the confidence that their voice should be heard. And so I was in charge of the Get Out to Vote and things like that, and people were really, really surprised that they too could, you know, feel the fear and conquer their fear and let their voice be heard.
Yeah, and that's one of the big things. So, Ricky, what can we expect from you next? What is on the agenda for you next that you're looking forward to this year?
Well, I'm still an activist, so I'm being encouraged to run for a political office. I just moved to Arizona, so I may throw my hat in for, you know, a state representative or something like that.
Ah, wow. Okay, so how can our audience stay connected with you, Ricky, and keep up with what's coming up next for you?
Well, on Facebook, I'm Ricky Spann. I always keep my name. And on Twitter, I'm Ricky J. Spann, my middle initial. And on Instagram, Ricky J. Spann. So Ricky Spann, and I'll come up on all three of those platforms.
And Ricky, last thing I want to ask you, because I think, you know, as people are you know, realizing again that voices deserve to be heard, and that, you know, it's one thing to be able to say that you want people to be able to express themselves, another thing to be able to give them the platform to do it. What do you say to people about the importance of creating? Because I think that's been one of the interesting things I've noticed about you, too. You're not afraid to, if you don't see something that feels a need, you will create that. What do you say to people about the importance of that?
Yeah, I think what I try to do, I try to remind people that we're all here for a purpose. And whatever, when you're in your quiet time and you can hear that small voice, and I call it God, the small voice of God speaking to you, then you ask, say, well, what do you want me to do with this ideal? What do you want me to do with this feeling that you've given to me? And if you want me to do something with it, you know, show it to me, confirm it, help me be around people that could help me get over the obstacles that, you know, either they're man-made or they're obstacles that's in my way. But help me to achieve those things that you keep nudging me in my spirit about. And I find once you do that, people start listening to the inner voice and they get courage that they didn't know they had.
Yeah. Yeah, what a great thing. And I think that's courage that we all can use. Ricky, thank you so much again for being a part of this journey with us. Thank you so much for all that you do. And definitely looking forward to having you back on the program again soon.
All right. Hey, Cyrus, and congratulations, man. We're here for you. Love you. And we'll see you at the victory line.
All right, man. Love you too, man. I really appreciate that and appreciate all that you're doing, man. And Melissa, I'm going to bring you back in here. I mean, I think what Ricky said is so important. And again, that's one of the reasons why I love doing this show, because Ricky, like I said, over a decade he's been appearing on Conversations Live, and to be able to see what he's done and to be able to share that with my audience has been such a powerful thing. I really want our audience to get that you can make a difference. And I think the other thing we've heard has been the importance of realizing it's a marathon and not a sprint, right, Melissa? Isn't that one of the big lessons you've taken away from this?
Absolutely. It's hearing every single person has the same story, that they pushed, they kept going, they had fears, but they moved anyway. We've heard that several times today, too. So it takes all of that to make it to your dream, because if you quit before you get there, or if you quit because it's hard or you're scared, then you don't get there, right? So everybody told that same story today.
Exactly. So important. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. It's our countdown to my 10,000th guest of my 17 years of hosting Conversations Live. It is now, for those who are keeping tally for the Guinness World Records for us, it is now 3:01 p.m. Central Time. That's 4:01 p.m. Eastern Time. And that means it's 1:01 p.m. on the West Coast, Pacific Standard Time. Our next guest coming up for this hour, getting us kicked off, we're excited to welcome Mark J.P. Hood to our program. He's an actor that's been able to do what he loves, to be able to show people by example what's possible. We'll talk to him about the journey and let you guys know how to stay connected. Mark, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
How you doing?
Doing great, man. Thank you so much for taking out the time. Really glad to have you on with us, man. So I want to begin with you by talking about this experience. You've been a part of some great projects, and I think that's what people like to see. They like the fact that you've been able to keep working, to keep showing people what's possible. What has that been like for you, Mark, to look at the body of work you've done and to see where you started and where you are now?
Man, it's nothing but a testament to the work of the Lord, man. When you honor God and when you keep the faith, man, he continues to shower down blessings on you. And I tell people, like, I didn't wake up and just decide to do this. Like, this has been it forever for me since I was a kid. This has always been what it was going to be, and I always truly believed that I could do it. So even in my, like, most down moments, I always had that glimmer of hope because I knew it was my purpose. So as I look on all the things I've done and all the things that I'm going to do, because this is truly just the beginning, I got no choice but to just thank God for keeping me and sustaining me.
And what I also appreciate, Mark, that I did not honestly realize, to be quite frank with you, before prepping for this segment, is not only are you able to see your own dreams fulfilled, you are very instrumental in helping other people to do the same, especially when it comes to kids and pouring into them. Why has that been so important for you?
Man, it's been so important to me because, like I just mentioned, I knew since I was a kid what I wanted to do, and I know that these days is rare. Like, sometimes kids, you know, they're like, oh, I want to be a police officer or a firefighter, you know, because those are the things to say in school or whatever. But they're not quite tapped into their purpose yet. And so I feel like a bit of my purpose is to help other people find their dream, realize their purpose, and so that they, too, can get to it. Like, you know, we spend so much time, like, trying to figure it out. Like, that's half the battle. Once we've figured it out, then we can go after it. So I feel like part of my purpose is to help people figure it out. Like, what is it? What do you really want to do? What are you most passionate about? And then let's get to it.
Yeah, that's the thing. So talk to us about the dual audiences that you have, Mark. You have fans, but you also have people who are admirers of you and what you've done. Let's talk about the admirers. I mean, talk to us about what it's been like for you to, by example, remind people of what they can do in their own lives.
Man, I think, honestly, that's what it's most about. Like, we can say, like, fans or whatever. Like, that word is always weird to me because I'd be like, oh, nobody's a fan. You know, so that's always, like, a weird word to me. Like, nobody likes me like that. But, you know, people, if I can inspire anybody, if I can inspire one person, then I've done my job. So that fulfills me the most when people, you know, look at what I've done or what I'm doing and say, yo, he doing it, I can too. That's what it's about, because it's so easy. We're human beings to look at somebody and, you know, either be jealous or feel away, get some envy, or, you know, just feel weird about it. But if people can look at me
right.
and just get the notion that, yo, I can do it too, yo, it's room for all of us. It's room for all of us.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, that is the big thing. So, you know, 2020, I mean, you had projects that you were talking to us about. Of course, now, here we are now, it's 2021. What are you looking forward to, Mark, as you kind of begin this new year? What is it that you're excited about?
I'm excited about just the open and newness. Like, 2020 really brought a weird, it brought a whole bunch of stuff, but it brought closure
right.
to a lot of things, but it really set up 2021 to open to just newness, like newness in the way we audition, newness in the way we work, newness in the way the whole industry is. So I'm just most excited about what's next. And I'm most excited about opening the year with this new film that we did, and it was getting completed over 2020, which is Love You Right. I'm most excited about that premiering this weekend and just kicking our first quarter strong and, you know, seeing where we go.
Yeah. Social media is the big way that you've been able to keep people connected. Also, of course, to be able to show people, you know, what you're doing. I mean, how do you feel like you kind of dove more into that last year because of the situation, Mark? Have you always kind of used it as a way to be able to stay in constant communication with your supporters?
I've always used social media, but I think the pandemic definitely showed me and everyone else that there was much more to do, there was much more communicating to do, and that was all we would be able to do. Like, not even if there was much more to do. Like, this is it. Like, if you want to communicate, if you want to see people, if you want to be on show, whatever you want to do, like, social media, this is it. I remember at the beginning of the pandemic, it was a little bit funny because everybody, if you looked on Instagram, was going live. Like, you at the top of your thing, you would just see live, 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 live. But that was the only way because we were all locked down. So I think the pandemic revealed more to us than we even realized.
Yeah, such a great point. Such a great reminder. You mentioned, of course, the new film, and I can't let you come on because I appreciate you doing the time, Mark. You have a virtual event that's coming up as well. I mean, speaking of lies, right?
Yeah.
You know, with the project, how can our audience stay connected with you and kind of keep up with the journey that you're on, man?
Yeah, yo, follow me on social media at Mark J.P. Hood, Mark J.P. Hood on any social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm really active on what we got going on. This weekend is the virtual premiere. When we shot this movie, Love You Right, I never thought that we would be doing a virtual premiere. I thought it would be a premiere outside and everybody would be there. And I just never in a million years thought that we'd shoot a movie and have to do a premiere virtually. But we figured it out, and this weekend is the virtual premiere. The movie comes out. You can check my page for details and check the Love You Right page. It's going to be really cool. We're all forced to get comfortable in a new medium, so we're figuring it out.
Yeah, such a great thing. Well, Mark, I think, you know, what you just said is a great reminder for all of us about life, about the importance of figuring it out. And I think that's one of the cool things. Thank you so much, man, for the time. I really appreciate you dropping by and looking forward to having you back on the program again.
Thank you so much, man. Y'all enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, you do the same thing. And, Melissa, again, I think that's another great, great example of what Mark was just saying there. I'm so proud of him and the great work he's been able to do is that it really is about figuring it out, right? I mean, we both have talked about how we pivoted in 2020. That really is the key.
Absolutely. When he said that, I was screaming, absolutely. We all had to figure it out. Nobody was prepared. So you had to figure it out or quit.
Yeah,
that was your option, and that was so good to hear him say that.
Yeah, and I hope our audience gets that. And I think too, I want to say this too, and I said this to you privately, Melissa, and some people may be surprised at me saying this now, but this day is not really to me about setting a world record. It really is not. What it is about for me is about reminding people of what is possible. And what I have learned in my life is that, like the saying says, you miss every shot you don't take. And you never know what you can do until you put yourself out there to do it. And I think that goes for anyone, not just someone in my career and profession, but I think for everybody out there. You know, you never know what you can do until you try it. And I think the importance of doing that, I think, really does help you as you move forward in life. And so, though I'm more excited, I think I've said to you before, Melissa, and I may have said it on one of the other stations today, I'm more excited about the 10,000 because that, to me, if you had told me 17 years ago that you will interview 10,000 people, you know, I would not have believed that at all. Of course, then you have someone like Larry King who did 30,000 before he died or 50,000. I'm like, okay, I can't celebrate too long. But, I mean, it really is one of those things, you know, that is, you know, I think a reminder for me as to what is possible. And I think that is the big thing for me is to let people know what is possible and what they can do. Again, you all are listening to Conversations Live, our countdown to our 10,000th guest. Of my 17 years of hosting Conversations Live, I'm joined by Melissa Banks. She's a master event planner and also an individual who's a media personality in her own right. She is the host of Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. And Melissa, guess what?
What?
It's time for me to interview you. Melissa, first of all, I'm not going to ask you about Thursday, February the 11th, because you probably will want to forget that date. But I want to talk about your work. I mean, as not only a master event planner, but also as an entrepreneur, what has it been like for you to be able to celebrate your own success?
Well, one of the biggest things I would share is 2020 caused me to pause and then move with all I have to give it. So I gained the confidence in my vision and in my dream. It grew. See, God says he will bless you beyond what you can ask or think. So when my year fell apart in 2020, I thought that was it because I couldn't dream further than that. But my, oh my, you know, when you trust in him and give it to him, so many different doors open up. My confidence level built, and I'm doing some things that I never dreamed I would be doing for sure, like today. But I just, it just evolved and into areas that I never thought it would. I couldn't dream that big.
Yeah. So I want to talk about that. You are the host of Now Dream by Design. I mean, what has that been like for you to add media personality to your title?
Wow. That is, I have a passion for helping women share their stories, helping women push past those things that make them get to a point and stop. And sometimes when we hear that a woman has pushed past all of those things that we're afraid of that we go through, when we hear a woman has pushed past that and running successful businesses and doing things to help other people, that pushes us. So to be hosting Dream by Design with Melissa Banks and getting to listen to the powerful stories, and guys, it has been some really powerful stories that we've listened to in the short time that we've been on. So I've grown so much is hearing the women's stories. They've inspired me, and I know they have inspired the audience. That is such an honor to be able to do that.
I'm going to give a shout-out for you, Melissa. This week's episode that is literally going up today is with LaDonna Marie, someone I've had an opportunity to get to know and see her great work over the years. Such an amazing force, and I think, again, another great reminder. I want to ask you about female entrepreneurs. What, you know, we talked with one of the guests about niches. Was that an easy niche for you to be able to choose, to be able to say, this is who I want to make sure that I'm able to help shine?
Oh, it was so easy for me because I've known for a really long time that I wanted to help women. So when you go through a lot, and I've gone through a lot and have a lot of struggles that I've gone through that I've had to push through, when you do that, you internalize it and you see it in other women and you want to help them. So it was a very easy niche for me because I've always pulled toward women and lifting them up. Somebody tells me, you're a bathroom therapist, because I will strike up a conversation with a woman in the bathroom. And she tells me everything that's going on, and I'm in there encouraging her and pushing her to go forward. So it was easy for me. It's my passion, and I'm clear.
Well, I have to ask you this question then, because you bring up an interesting thing, and it's been interesting hearing some of the female entrepreneurs on this program today talk about this. As you are pouring out to so many, how do you then fill your own cup?
Well, you know, first of all, I have strong faith, and I stay in my faith even when it's not looking good. I look to scriptures that I cherish, that gives me comfort. I make sure that people around me are positive people. I learned the hard way that you can have a whole bunch of people around you, but if they're negative and pulling you down, it is not good for you and you can't move forward. So I make sure I'm particular who my circle is, and I help and pour into others. And the more I do that, the more I feel encouraged and excited about my own life.
Wow. Well, I think that is a great reminder for all of us. Everyone, Melissa Banks, Master Event Planner, the individual who's been helping me navigate this day, keeping me on track, which, and I told her, I said, you really are enjoying this, being able to tell me what to do. But you know what? You're amazing at what you do, and I think that is the big thing for sure, and it definitely comes through. And I really appreciate you being a part of this, part of our history making event, but also I think reminding other people about what is possible for them too. So thank you so much for that. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Melissa Banks, you just heard there. Got a chance to do her interview. Last question I have for you, though, Melissa, because I definitely want you to count towards our Guinness World Record event today. What advice do you have for entrepreneurs out there who may have given up. Maybe after 2020 they didn't think they could go any further. What advice do you have for them based on what you've been able to do?
I would say look again. Look again at that dream that you thought, okay, it's over because 2020 is hard. Look at it again with different eyes, with different motives, with different passion. Just take a look at it again and then pick it up and start again.
Wow. Great reminder. You hear from someone who definitely knows firsthand. Melissa, appreciate you sharing that. I want to say one more thing before our next guest comes on, and that is that I heard earlier some people were booted off, and again, if that was the case for you and you were booted off, make sure you all send me a message because actually we're getting ready to get a break. First of all, let me bring Melissa back. Melissa, can you believe we're about to get our first break of the day?
Really?
Yeah, we're about to get our first break, which is pretty – I'm kind of excited about that, actually. Yeah.
It's been a day.
Yeah, it is definitely been a day. That is true. But you know what? It's been so exciting, and we've said that. It's been exciting. But, yeah, it's been a day. But, yeah, we're about to get a break, and I'm like, wow. I think almost an hour, Melissa.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, I think we have almost an hour break. So during that time, Melissa and I will be getting together. We won't really have a break. We just won't be on the air. We'll be getting together,
right,
finding out where we are in the count. And that's going to help us with a lot. I have a surprise guest. It's going to be our last guest for this segment that's going to be coming up. I'm excited about that. Someone who is, for those soap opera fans out there, you'll be able to recognize this person very easily. And yes, Melissa, your interview counts towards it. You know what? This is what I love about engagement. Yes, this is your first time on Conversations Live this year.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know what? Since you said that, this is a great opportunity for me to share with people how weird I am, even though most of them who followed me over the years know how weird I am. To tell them how the count works, Melissa, don't you think I should tell them how it kind of has worked? Hold on a second. Hold on. Okay, so before I get into that, we're going to take a musical break. A very quick musical break. I need to confer with Melissa on something before we go into this next interview. So what we're going to do is hear Aunt Clemens, who I should say for full disclosure, Aunt Clemens, if you're listening to this, I never got my response back for your interview. However, I have still been supporting your single "Better Days" featuring Kirk Franklin and Justin Timberlake because I really like the song. But Aunt Clemens, we're still looking forward to having you as a guest. Here is "Better Days," the live edition. We'll be back here in just a couple of minutes here with Conversations Live, so stay tuned.
Let me talk to you. Some people come out of a storm better. Some people come out of a storm bitter. The difference between the bitter and the better is the compass of your heart and the direction that you want to go. So let's go. See, some people want to stay in a position of a victim. But those of us, we know that we are victors because we have victory, you see. Because when you have victory, you understand that the pain was part of the plan to make you greater. You understand that the circumstances were the weights that you kept lifting every day. And today is a new day. Look at you. You had to cry, but you're smiling now. You had to go through, but you're better now. Because you are something special. God plans you. Even in the darkness, you are light. Where's the light?
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Keep your eyes on the road ahead. But if you're feeling lost in the night, it's okay to cry. Just as long as you hold your head. 'Cause
That again was Ant Clemons featuring Justin Timberlake and Kirk Franklin with Better Days, the live edition that's out now through our friends at Amazon.com. I'm excited to welcome our next guest to the program, and she was one that we accidentally bumped earlier, and we're glad to have her back with us. Terry Lynn Phillips is here to talk to us about the great work she's been able to do to empower and to inspire others along the way. Terry, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Cyrus, for inviting me. I could not miss the opportunity to be honored by this opportunity. Thanks so very much.
Oh, look, the pleasure is definitely all mine. I want to talk about opportunities. I think that's a great way for us to start, Terry, because I think you have been able to provide that for others. How does that feel to know that you've been able to be a resource for them and to what they can achieve?
I tell you, Cyrus, I tried to quit several times, but my heart, my love, my passion is in nurturing entrepreneurs through their life and their family balance. I love it. It's so rewarding.
Yeah. Well, I want to go back to where it all began for you. When did you first realize that you had not only the opportunity to be able to help others, but the desire to do that, Terry?
Actually, it happened by accident. Talk about accidents. I was an Amway distributor way back when, and we went for meetings, and I partied most of the meeting while other people did work. Mine was organized, and everybody clamored to have what I had. And I started to share, nurture, and assist people to another level way back when. I'm not going to date myself, but it's been a couple of decades.
Yeah, yeah. And so you've been able to be a part of organizations where people are able to, I think, not only realize what is possible for them, I think, but also to see what is possible, like the organization Celebrate You, Terry. What is it like for you to be around others who are like-minded and are inspired by others and want to inspire others?
I tell you, life cannot be any better than being a part of organizations like Celebrate You. To have the camaraderie, the sisterhood, the community that not only shares and nurtures, but also supports you through all trials, tribulations, and business. And that's a wonderful combination to have in organizations like Celebrate You. I couldn't be more honored to be a part of any other organization. Those ladies have definitely done a thing.
Yeah. Well, look, it's great, I know, to be able to have individuals around you that have been able to inspire you and that you've been able to inspire. What are you looking forward to this year, Terry? What is it that keeps you excited about what's to come?
I am looking forward to my podcasting, Just Bustin' Loose. Chaos, Creating Habits and Outstanding Success, I believe is helping others identify that their story is not the death of them, but their story has helped them create habits that contribute to their outstanding success. And as we conquer chaos with charisma, control, and confidence, 2020 and beyond is ours.
What a great reminder, and I think what a great thing for all of us to keep in mind. Again, everyone, someone who has been able to inspire others, but also I think to be able to show other people what's possible, and I think, too, to remind us all of what we can do. Terry Lynn Phillips has been our guest. Terry, how can our audience stay connected with you and keep up with the great work you're doing?
They can find me on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn at Coach Terry Lynn. That's Coach T as in Tom, E-R-R-I-L-Y-N-N, Coach Terry Lynn. And I look forward to collaborating and getting more guests for Chaos.
All right. Again, congratulations to you, Terry. Thank you so much for being a part of our day as we're counting down to our 10,000th guest, as well as, of course, our Guinness World Record attempt from us Radio Conversations in a Day, and looking forward to having you back on the program again.
Thank you for letting me be a part of this. Yay, Cyrus.
Thank you. Thank you, Terry. I appreciate it.
You were a tremendous asset to the gala. That gala was wonderful. But
well,
you have definitely been a tremendous asset to this platform and all of the Cyrus Web News.
Well, look, I appreciate that. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. Melissa? I'm bringing you back in because it's that time.
Yeah.
It is that time. You know, 17 years ago when this show began in Jackson, Mississippi, Melissa, I've said this before and I sincerely mean it. I had no idea what it was going to turn into. I was on the radio once a week in the beginning. People didn't know me. They were asking, who is this guy? You know, what is this show? And it took hold, and now here we are 17 years later, able to celebrate our 10,000th guest. When you sent me that message earlier, I was like, wow, this is insane that it is actually here. And the guest that is our 10,000th guest is actually someone, believe it or not, Melissa, I interviewed a decade ago for the very first time on this program,
oh,
back in 2011. At the time, he was promoting a cookbook called The Modern Gentleman, Cooking and Entertaining. And, you know, I think what is so great about him is he's been known for many things. He is an actor. He's an author. An individual who's now a producer, has his own show, even that's on Amazon Prime, that you guys have to check out. Our 10,000th guest of my 17 years of hosting Conversations Live is the one and only Sean Kanan. Sean, thank you so much for being with us. Really appreciate it, man.
Hey, Cyrus, thank you so much, and congratulations. What an incredible accomplishment. I'm so honored to be number 10,000. What do I win? Do I get money or car, or what do I get on?
I thought you were going to bring that for me, Sean.
Oh, man. I think we've got a miscommunication here, my friend.
Sean,
no,
Sean,
man, this is great.
You know, I was just going to say, I appreciate you so much, because when you appeared on the show 10 years ago, you didn't know who I was. And you were so gracious with your time, and you have been gracious with your time each and every time. When I was in Los Angeles, coming and sitting down with me in the office there in North Hollywood, I want to talk about this reflection for you. As I'm reflecting on 17 years right now, what has this reflection been for you to think of all the great things you've been able to do?
Oh, but you know, first of all, I think it's really important that we support each other. And, you know, you've always been really supportive of me. And, you know, my mantra is, you know, whatever kindness I can do going through life, I try my best to do it. And you're a great person. And it's like I said, it's an honor for me to be able to do this. You know, I don't know. I've been doing this for over 3 decades. And, you know, I'm very fortunate that I've had the opportunity to do a lot of different things in entertainment. You know, acting, producing, writing, and, you know, I think this is a difficult business, and, you know, you have ups and downs, but it's not a 50-yard dash, it's a marathon, and I'm still trucking, baby.
Yeah, you are. And as I said, you've been able to work in front of the camera, you know, being characters people love to hate, like Deacon, but then also, you know, producing your own projects like Studio City. Talk to us about that, because we should say, I mean, Studio City, if people have not seen it, they need to go to Amazon and be able to watch it. What has it been like for you to see how you've been able to be successful in front of the camera and behind?
You know, it's such an honor. Studio City is a show that I've been trying to get made for a very long time, and my wife has come on board as one of the writing team and the producers, along with our other partner, Timothy Woodward Jr., who's a fabulous director. He's directed all the episodes. And, you know, that combination is what helped finally get it made. And it's just really rewarding that, you know, getting anything made in Hollywood is always incredibly difficult and the odds are stacked against you. And to gather together the group of talent that we have and then to see it, you know, up on Amazon Prime, knowing that at one point it was kind of a, you know, an idea on my desk, you know, it's incredibly humbling. You know, last year we were nominated for 8 Emmys and we won one, and we were nominated for 12 Indie Series Awards. And I think we won 4 of those. We just finished another 5 new episodes that we did during COVID, which, let me tell you, you know, filming anything during a pandemic is a Herculean task, and they are up there now. And, you know, it's been one of the most amazing experiences of my life.
Well, I have to say again, and I cannot thank you enough again for all you've been able to do. And I know I'm not the only one who says this to you. I want to talk about, though, I mean, I mentioned the cookbook, right? I mean, the first book that I got to know you for, outside, of course, the work you've done with in the entertainment industry. You also then, you know, you co-produced another book, being able to highlight individuals and their success. Do you find yourself still inspired today, Sean, by others and what they've been able to do? Is that kind of what helps to push you forward?
Absolutely. Look, I'm a big proponent of the motto, stand on the shoulders of giants. And I've been very, very fortunate to work with some in my career. I have a new book that's coming out, which I'm so excited about. It's available for pre-order. It's called Way of the Cobra. And it's a self-help book. It's using all the strategies and philosophies that I've kind of refined over a lifetime to allow me to achieve some of my success. COBRA is actually an acronym formed from the words character, optimization, balance, respect, and abundance. And somebody who's a Cobra is living their best life, their most effective, authentic self. And the book has been selling like crazy already in pre-sale. And I know people are going to love this book, and it's got just some great nuts and bolts information that can really help everyone make 2021 the year that it all comes together for them.
Wow. I think that is a great thing. Of course, you know, when you mentioned Cobra, you know where most of our audience minds went. So there's been some talk about that. I don't know if you can say anything about that, but let's just talk about it in general, even if you can't say, because I don't want to put you on the spot. What has it been like for you to see the way that people have responded to Cobra Kai, especially as that show has continued?
Well, listen, I'm a huge fan of the show. I think the guys that put it together, the producers and Ralph and Billy Zabka, they've done a tremendous job, and I could not be happier for them. It's weird. I mean, you know, like before Cobra Kai, you know, people knew who I was, and they, of course, loved the Karate Kid franchise. But Cobra Kai has kind of launched this into the stratosphere. And, you know, it's amazing that a role that I did 30-some years ago still seems to, you know, have some relevance with people. And it's incredibly flattering. There's a whole new generation kids now that a lot of whom I think became fans of Cobra Kai and then had to sort of retroactively go back and watch the Karate Kid films. And then you've got the other fans that are kind of like my age that when they watch Cobra Kai, it's nostalgic for them. So it's two very different generations, both loving the same thing. And it's really, you know, it's fun for me, and it's humbling to have so many people still interested in it.
Yeah, they definitely are. And I know they're going to be interested in the new book as well, as you mentioned, Sean. Again, everyone, Sean Kanan has been our guest, someone you've gotten to know on television, being able to be in front of the camera, behind the camera with Studio City. Definitely head over to Amazon Prime. Watch it for yourself. You mentioned the pre-ordering of the book. Sean, so please let our audience know, how can they stay connected with you and be able to pre-order the new book?
Well, you can pre-order the new book at wayofthecobra.com, and you can go check it out and at least read the introduction and see what the book's about. I think you'll really dig it. And you can follow me on Instagram. It's sean.kanan or seankanan at Twitter. And I, you know, really try and do my best to respond to as many people as I can because, you know, I'm just so humbled and you know, the fans have been so wonderful to me that I really try and, you know, create a relationship with as many of them as I can.
Yeah, and I know they appreciate that. Sean, thank you so much again for being on with us. I appreciate all that you do, and looking forward to our next conversation together.
Absolutely. And you know what, Cyrus? Here's to 10,000 more, okay?
All right.
I'm wishing you all the best and all the success of the world.
Thank you so much, man. Appreciate you.
Okay,
appreciate
care.
The time.
Take care.
All right, you too.
Okay.
And we thank you all for tuning in to another great 90 minutes of Conversations Live here. We were counting down to our 10,000th. That is done. So everything else, Melissa, goes toward the other thing.
Yes,
congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
so
that.
Excited.
Can you believe? Wow. What a day. What a day. What day is it?
Oh, this is fabulous. 10,000 guests. Wow.
Yeah. What an amazing thing. And I should say, because Melissa, we were talking, so I should let our audience know exactly about, again, I mentioned earlier about the weirdness, and then I got the message from you, and that kind of threw me for a minute. So Sean Kanan was our 10,000th guest of my 17 years, but I want to explain how Conversations. Now, this is not typical, so I want to let you guys know. Of course, I'm weird. I keep telling you guys I'm weird. You're going to believe me one day. Most talk shows will count by the episode, how many episodes they do. I don't count that way. I count by the amount of guests. So I can have, like in a typical year, I literally will have 1,100 episodes. But out of that 1,100 episodes, I only count maybe 800 of them. But the reason being is because I only count you one time per year. So if you came on Conversations Live three times during the year to promote different things, you can be a guest, but you only count as one guest for that year. Does that make sense, Melissa? So that's how I count. So when we say our 10,000th guest, have I done more than 10,000 episodes? Oh, yeah. I've done a whole lot more than 10,000 episodes. But as far as the amount of times people have appeared per year, that's how we came to this number. And now we can say we have our 10,000. And what are the odds that it's someone my mom's going to know? I should have, you know, I hope my mom's not even listening. She can't even get online. But look, Melissa, I want to say as we take this break, much deserved break for both of us, I think. I want to say thank you so much for being a part of this day. Thank you for all that you've been doing. It really is appreciated. I mean that sincerely. And I look forward to more of these together.
Absolutely. This has been such an honor to be here today. I'm super excited for you and for what's to come, because this is not the end. This is the beginning. So another 10,000 guests.
That's right. That is so true. And thank all of you for tuning in, both online and on the radio dial, to Conversations Live, our marathon. As we have been counting it down, we have now reached it here at 4:41 Eastern Time, 3:41 Central. That's 1:41 Pacific Time PM. Our 10,000th guest, actor, producer, and author, Sean Kanan. You guys just heard him there. Make sure you guys pre-order his new book. And until next time, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. There is more Conversations Live to come, but we have achieved an amazing milestone all because of you. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.